Welcome to Torah Imecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Waxdock, and today we'll be learning Parsha Nitzavim. Parsha Nitzavim is the continuation of the final speech that Moshe gives us at the end of Sefer Dvarim. This speech will run through the end of the book. Most commentators agree that this final speech is given on Moshe's final day. These are the words chosen by Moshe Rabbeinu to address the Jews immediately before he dies. The Parshot and the rest of Sefer Dvarim serve as a sort of appendix to the main speeches of Sefer Dvarim. They are the final exhortations that Moshe offers to the Jews. There is some repetition of ideas from the previous historical and mitzvah speeches. Moshe is reiterating and emphasizing to ensure that the main principles have been sufficiently highlighted. Our Parsha begins with a poetic exhortation to keep the mitzvot, with a special focus on the rewards and punishments that will be meted out to those who obey or disobey, respectively. The speech continues with a description of tshuva and the role it plays in our relationship with Hashem. It allows for a possibility of us fixing mistakes. The Parsha wraps up with calling heaven and earth as witnesses to the covenant that is being reaffirmed. Generally, Parsha Nitzavim is read together with Parsha Vayelech, with this double reading occurring during Shabbat Shuvah, the Shabbat between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is especially fitting given the significant mention of tshuva in our parsha. However, on years, such as this year, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Monday or Tuesday, there is a Shabbat that falls between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and then another that falls between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and this necessitates the splitting up of Nitzavim and Vayelech into two separate weeks. While we discussed last week the covenantal ceremony that is planned for the future to take place in Eretz Yisrael under the auspices of Yeshua's leadership, in this parsha, we learn about a covenantal renewal that Moshe presides over. We read at the beginning of this speech in last week's parsha, Eile divrei habrit asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Here are the words of the covenant that was commanded to Moshe by Hashem, lekrot et bnei Yisrael be'eretz Moav, in order to covenant with bnei Yisrael in the land of Moab. After recapping a brief history of the Midbar experience, Moshe continues, ushmartem et divrei habrit hazot, and you will guard the words of this covenant, va'asitem, and you will do them, asitem otam, and you will do them, leman taskilu et kol asher tasun, so that you may succeed in all that you do. Continuing into this week's parasha, we see that the word brit appears five times just in the first parak of Nitzavim. Moshe is urging the Jews to be active participants in the covenantal relationship they have with Hashem. This lays the groundwork for a type of ceremony known as a covenantal renewal. In our parsha, we observe the first such ceremony, and there are many more such ceremonies throughout Tanakh. The most famous are the covenantal renewal ceremonies in the time of Chizkiyahu and Yoshiyahu, in which both kings laid a major tshuva campaign, and then again in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah in the early Second Temple period. Each of these show the Jews coming together, reaffirming their belief in Hashem and their commitment to the mitzvot throughout history. Each follows the template created by Moshe in our parsha, with the speeches given by the leaders echoing the style and substance of Moshe's address here. The covenantal renewal of Moshe lays the foundation for all the others that will come after it. It represents a shift in Jewish history. As Rabbi Sachs tells us, quote, it is as if he had said, until now God has led in a pillar of cloud and fire, and you have followed. Now God is handing over the reins of history to you. From here on, you must lead. If your hearts are with him, he will be with you. But you are now no longer children. You are adults. An adult still has parents, as a child does, but his or her relationship with them is different. And an adult knows the burden of responsibility. An adult does not wait for someone else to take the first step. It is about getting ready for a new beginning, in which we act for God instead of waiting for God to act for us, end quote. Harav Baruch Gigi points out that we explicitly list all the strata of the Jewish community as being included in the covenant. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokechem. You stand today, all of you, before God. Rasheichem, shivteichem, ziknechem, shotreichem, kol yish Yisrael. Your tribal heads and your elders and your officials, every householder of Israel. Tafchem unasheichem, your children and your wives, v'gercha asher b'kerev machanecha, even the stranger or the convert who has joined your camp, mechotev etzacha ad shoev meimecha, from your wood chopper until your water drawer, la'avracha b'brit Hashem elokecha ba'alato, to enter into the covenant of Hashem, asher Hashem elokecha koreit imcha ayom, which God is covenanting with you today, which God is completing with you today. Interestingly, it is not only all the Jews who are about to enter the land who are included in this covenant. It is also the future generations of Jews. Lo itchem levatchem anochi koret et habrit hazot, v'et ha'ela hazot. I make this covenant with its sanctions not only with you. Ki et asher yishno po imanu omed hayom, lifnei Hashem Elokeinu, v'et asher einenu po imanu hayom. But those who are standing with us here today and those who are not among us today. Most commentators assume that this is referring to the generations of Jews that have yet to be born, who will in the future be members of this covenant. Hashem is explaining that this covenant will last. It is an ongoing relationship that will cross generations. Rashi gives an interesting explanation as to why we need this reassurance and how it explains why Moshe's speech here is needed. Rashi says, "Lefi shediber lach v'nishba la'avotecha." Because he has promised to you and he has sworn to your fathers, shelo lachlif etzaram bu'uma acheret, that God will never exchange their descendants for another nation. Lekach hu oser etchem b'shvuot halalu, shelo taknituhu. For this reason, God is binding you to these oaths that we will not provoke God to anger. Acher shehu eino yachol lahavdil mikem, because Hashem cannot dissociate, cannot detach from you. Ad kan pirashtu pshuto shel parsha. Thus far, I have given a literal explanation of the parsha. Umidrash agada, and an agadic explanation. Lama nismacha parsha, parshat atem nitzavim laklalot. Why is this current parsha put next to the curses of the previous chapter? Lefi shesham o Yisrael mea klalot. Chaser shtayim, chutz mimem tet shebatorat konim, horiku pneim, because when the Jews heard the 98 curses, besides the 49 that we already saw in Torah Kohanim, horiku pneim, their faces turned pale. Va'amru, miyuchal la'amod be'elu, the Jews said, who could stand up to these? Hitchil Moshe lepais am, then Moshe began to soothe them. Atem nitzavim hayom, you are standing here today. Harbeich astem lemakom v'lo asa etchem klaya. Behold, you have angered Hashem, but Hashem has not made an end of you. V'hari atem kaimim lefanav. And you will still continue in his presence. According to Rashi, there are two aspects to this covenant. On the one hand, Hashem is committed to us, and therefore we need to fulfill our end. Hashem has vowed not to walk away, so we need to make sure to not anger Hashem. However, on the other hand, Moshe sees that the Jews are nervous. They are worried about the changes coming to their relationship with Hashem. They're worried about being able to be the adult in the relationship and whether it will all fall apart. Will they be able to do it? They heard the Tochcha in last week's Parsha and are concerned. What if we fail? What if we can't live up to what Hashem expects of us? This speech is Moshe's answer to their concern. To quote Rav Gigi, quote, the function of a contract, of a covenant, is precisely to serve in situations such as this. It regulates what happens if one of the parties fails to fulfill his part of the agreement, setting forth the recourse, end quote. This explains why immediately after introducing the covenant, Moshe right away begins to go through the worst case scenario. Me'im Hashem Elokeinu lalachat lavod et Elokeinu. Hey hagoyim haheim, pen yesh b'cham sheresh pora rosh lana. Perhaps there is among you some man or woman, some clan or tribe, whose heart is even now turning away from Hashem to go and worship the gods of those nations. Perhaps there is someone sprouting poison weed and wormwood. Moshe brings the absolute worst case scenario. He compares these future Jews to Sodom and Amora, the biblical bywords for those who behave despicably and suffer divine wrath. Yet at the end of all this catastrophizing, we are given several critical types of comfort that will allay the fears and embolden the Jews to enter the land. The first comfort is that though the Jews are told they will be exiled, they are reassured that the covenant will stand. When the nations ask why we were exiled, v'amru al asher azvu et brit Hashem Elokei avutam, they will be told, because they forsook the covenant of Hashem, the God of their ancestors. V'tasem Hashem me'al admatam, ba'af u'b'chema u'b'ketzef gadol, So therefore Hashem uprooted them from their soil in anger and fury and wrath. Vayashlechem el eretz acheret kayom hazeh. And they cast them onto another land, as we see today. Hanisterot l'Hashem elokeinu v'haniglot lanu ulvaneinu. The concealed acts concern Hashem, our God, but the overt acts are for us and our children, lasot et kol divrei haTorah zot, to keep all of the laws of the Torah. We will not fully understand all the ins and outs of Hashem's decisions, as Pasuk Chafchet tells us, but over the realm of time, we need to trust that all Hashem is doing is for us. We will still maintain our covenant with Hashem. The first covenant that Moshe offers is that the covenant will stand. This is what we allude to on every Seder night when we say, V'hi sha'amda lavoteinu v'lanu, and this is what has stood for our fathers and for us. Shelo echad belvad amad aleinu l'kaloteinu, that not one stood to try to destroy us. Ela she'bechol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'kaloteinu. Rather, in every generation they have stood to try to destroy us. V'kadosh baruch hu matzileinu mi'adam, and Hashem has always saved us from their hands. We are comforted that Hashem will always be there, even through great darkness. The comfort that Moshe offers next is even deeper. In Perek Lamed, we find psukim that discuss the idea of tshuva and connect it to the salvation. And when all of these things befall you, the blessings and the curses that I have told you will happen, and you take them to the heart amongst all the nations, asher hadichacha Hashem elokecha shama, amongst all the nations where Hashem has scattered you, v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha, and you will return to Hashem, v'samta bekolo, and you will listen to Hashem's voice, kechol asher anochi mitzavcha yom, just as I am commanding you today, atu ubanecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, you and your children with all of your heart and all of your souls, v'shav Hashem elokecha at shvutech v'rachamecha, then Hashem will restore your fortunes and will bring you back with compassion, v'shav kibetzcha b'kol ha'amim asher hafitzcha Hashem elokecha shama, and God will bring you back from all the peoples amongst whom Hashem has scattered you. Rav Mordechai Sabato points out that this isn't really part of the covenant which was in the previous parak. Rather, quote, redemption in the wake of tshuva is a gift from God's attribute of mercy and kindness. It is beyond the letter of the law, end quote. Tshuva doesn't really make sense. If we have sinned, we should bear the consequences of our actions. Instead, Hashem allows us to do tshuva and repair something. As Alexander Pope famously said, quote, to err is human, to forgive divine, end quote. The root of the word tshuva is shuv, to return. Usually in Tanakh, it is meant literally, lashuv, is to return to a physical place. This is actually the pshat of our psukim. They are referring to returning to Eretz Yisrael after having been exiled. But we think of tshuva as something else. We think of it as repentance. And the genesis of that idea begins within our parsha. After describing a physical return to the land, we are told, Umal Hashem Elokecha et levavecha, ve'et levav zer'echa, la'ava et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha l'man chayecha. Then Hashem will circumcise your heart and the hearts of all of your children to love Hashem your God with all of your heart and all of your soul so that you may live. The transformation described here is not merely geographic. It's something more essential. It is a transformation within. The Ramban here describes how our very relationship to sin will be transformed. We will return to an existence of humanity in Gan Eden. Tshuva allows us to transform, even if it defies what is fair and just. It is something beyond the covenant, a gift that Hashem has offered to us. Moshe is comforting the Jews by telling them that even if they misstep, Hashem has created tshuva, a road on which they can come back. Intertwined within the comfort of tshuva is the final comfort that Moshe offers. Moshe offers the Jewish people agency. Agency is the knowledge that we have control over how our life turns out. Choosing our relationship has been a major leitmotif in Sefer Dvarim, and we see it particularly emphasized here. Ki ha-mitzvah hazot asher anochi mitzav chayom lo nifleti mimecha v'lo rechokahi. These mitzvot that I'm commanding you today, they are not too baffling for you. They are not beyond your reach. Lo b'shamayim hi, they are not up in the heavens. Le'mor mi'ala lanu ha-shamayim, to say, who can go up to heavens ve'kchelanu and get this for us, v'shme'inu atav v'nasena, that we may observe it. The choice, whether to keep to the covenant or to repair when we have breached it, is entirely in our hands. As the Rambam tells us in the fifth parak of Hilchot Tshuvot, The key to the transformation will come from us. Rishut l'chol adam netuna. Will, the free will is given to all men. V'im ratza latot atzmo l'derech tova, liyot tzadik harshut biyado. If one desires to do the right thing and to be righteous, the choice is in his hand. V'im ratza latot atzmo l'derech ra'a, liyot rasha harshut biyado. And if he desires to turn himself to the path of evil and be wicked, the choice is his. At the time of the giving of the Torah, many cultures clung to the notion of inescapable fate. Your place within the world and your destiny was fixed. Moshe is smashing that concept of reality. Moshe is telling us, Hashem will always be there. Any mistake you made can be fixed, but ultimately the choice is yours. Too many of us wait for something or someone outside of ourselves, the right inspiration, the right moment. Moshe's final comfort to us, even on the last day of his life, is that the choice is ours. Hashem is waiting, but we need to stand up. We are steering our ships. We can turn around and decide to head in new directions, but first we need to acknowledge that ours is the hand on the tiller.